10.
I'm so happy. Y'all give me so much joy. Oh, 8. God.
7. 6. 5.
It's over.
4. 3. 2.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Away With Words, the podcast. It's your girl, Bree Story.
It's the fat pussy princess, Ajanoasia.
Yes.
And it's A. Tati.
Hello. How about yes? We're back again. We're all just feeling our summer vibes. We're just getting into it. It's not summertime yet, technically, but it's coming. Are we just excited? So many things are happening. Yeah, today, yeah. Well, we're going to be in a conversation led by A. Tati about cheating, because she is a cheater. So she wanted to talk to us about cheating. And then,
you said because she's a cheater, she wants to talk about cheating. Is that what she said? Oh.
Tati be cheating, no?
I never
on my diet.
Oh, okay. But before we do that, we're gonna go ahead and check in. Who likes to go first?
I'll go.
Okay, Tati.
Okay. So
you're over it. Okay, let me fucking tell y'all.
Physically, I feel skinny.
Ooh. Right now. Yeah, she came here with her shouts.
Yeah, y'all should see her.
And these shouts.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
But
okay.
Just because I haven't eaten in a minute. Like, I didn't really eat dinner last night. I didn't eat breakfast this morning. That's why I came in here smashing, like, those chips. When I sat down, I was like, oh, thank God. But, like, while I was getting dressed, you know, in the mornings, your body is always, like, its skinniest. Yeah. And on top of that, like, if you go to sleep on an empty stomach, it's even tighter. So, like, I was getting dressed in the morning, like, oh, you're going to be skinny for the next couple hours.
This is alarming.
Because you're not going to eat until after the podcast. So, we set for pictures. So, just feeling skinny.
I'm alarmed.
emotionally, I feel, what's the word for, like, when you, I don't want to say pacified, but, like a momentary, like, satisfaction, like momentary gratitude, like, you don't know if it's, like forever, but you feel like a... Yeah, but I feel like a momentary sense of satisfaction.
You gotta ride this way.
Yeah, like I'm...
Abraham Hicks says the satisfaction and relief, for real. She says that the feelings of satisfaction and relief are two of the highest vibrational feelings that you can emit to the universe to attract good things to you.
Well, so I feel ride that way. I feel satisfaction currently. What's my other shit? My attention is on my daughter's birthday.
Woohoo!
It's coming up. My baby girl is gonna be 4.
Oh my God!
Nuts.
I feel like I've been in the game for a minute out here now. Like it's just crazy, and I'm just really excited.
With a child.
I just love her, and I'm just excited. Yeah. And, like, I learned how to braid hair now.
Yes.
So, I'm like, her hair going to be on fleek. So, I'm just excited.
Fun mommy stuff.
And then, spiritually, I feel...
Us next.
Spiritually, I feel tested, which I feel like I say often. But I do feel tested. I do feel like my head and my heart, I feel like are in a constant battle, and not like my heart necessarily like romantically, but my heart as far as like my morals and like me caring just about people in a general sense.
Yeah.
I feel like that's always in a battle with my head being like, but bitch, no, fuck that. Like you're done or something. So. I just feel like tested. We're really trying to figure out exactly where I lie on that spectrum of like what's right and what's wrong and when it's okay to like, regardless if somebody is in need or not, when it's okay to be like, no, I've spread myself thin enough. Like you're done.
I think it's always okay to decide that.
Yeah.
Ash, thank you, Tati.
You're welcome.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
You can say hey for us.
I wasn't doing that.
That's what that sounded like. You said hey, and that was your version of us being like hey.
It
respond for us.
I wasn't. That you wasn't don't my choose ultimate my response. Goal. Right. That wasn't what no, I was
that
looking
wasn't my
to
ultimate
do.
Goal.
But hey, y'all. What's tea? So, my favorite kind is sangria tea.
What?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Sangria tea.
That makes
tea.
Sense. Never yeah. mind.
Is it just sangria and it's hot?
It's not alcohol, so.
It's like fruit.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like you can get
it's
it.
Like fruit leaves.
It's like you can get it from Walmart.
So sangria is called sangria not because of the
right.
wine.
That's why I was like, fruit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yes. That's why I was like, okay, yeah. this does
So you
make
can
sense.
Make virgin.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
You
for
can,
sure. For
you
sure.
You can make
for
you
sure.
a virgin if you want.
I'm with it. Like, oh, that would be so. Go, let me stop. Go ahead, girl. Because I was supposed to go off on a tangent.
No, so
wait till the next episode. We can do things like that.
Okay.
Physically, I feel good. I'm just like. I don't know. I feel like happy and stop it, Brianna.
Oh, sorry.
And, free delivery today at Chipotle to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. It's going to be too late for you
that's
guys.
That's not even real Mexican food, though.
I mean, but so,
that's
still.
Not the point. That's not the point.
But is it really for Cinco de Mayo if it's not real food. Mexican food?
Sorry.
Free delivery.
Yeah.
But not free food.
No.
But it says for Cinco de Mayo. Whatever.
That doesn't help me if I'm just going to pull up.
Right.
But
there's
no.
nothing free about it.
Right. So physically, I feel relaxed and just like. I don't know. I just feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. I'm finished with school for this quarter yes. or semester. I don't know how my school works. I'm finished until
so
2 weeks. Yeah, I'm finished for 2 weeks.
I love that.
And then
I don't know how
my school works. So yours is year round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Baby.
And then, but we get like
knock
every time the quarter rolls around, we get new like a 2 week break. So that's it's like nice. I get a spring, a summer. I mean a winter, all the fall, all
a
the
thing.
Seasons.
I was like, spring. I mean a summer. I mean a winter.
All the seasons, I get a break. So
I
yeah.
Love
but I finished my courses for this semester, and
how'd you do?
I got a So I got an 89.
I'll take
my
it.
Teacher rounds it up though, because don't play with me, G. Dr. Z, help me out.
not Dr. Z.
So I'm hoping that it actually ends up being an A, if you know
right.
what I'm saying.
I know how to make that an A.
So yeah, I hope that it comes out of A. But right now it's at a B, and I'm totally fine with that because woo, when this semester
looking
started, down. I was like. I should drop this course because I really didn't know what the fuck was going on. It's a research class, and I just was like, I don't even know what to do. But I finished it, and I feel great about it. And also,
how
I just took my certification test yesterday, so I'm officially certified as a registered behavior technician.
You are certified
not,
in all sorts of
it
shit.
It may not
stand.
Seem like a big deal to some people, but I've been like studying for that test for like the past like three or four weeks.
This is a huge
and
deal.
And I don't study. Like it either comes to me or doesn't. So I really had to like study to learn stuff and make it stick. So I'm very proud of myself for that.
I'm proud of you too.
Thank
Ash.
You. Thank
You're doing
you.
Great.
Thanks, yeah. guys.
We
oh my gosh.
We
stop
stand.
It.
No,
stop
we fucking
no,
stand.
No, fucking stop it.
No,
no
we
fucking no, stop it.
No, you have to stop.
Emotionally, I also feel energized and ready yes. to just tackled the week. I start my new job this week as well.
Oh,
and yeah, I'm excited. Is excited an emotion?
Yeah, that is a part of joy.
Yeah, joy.
That's a branch of joy, for sure.
So yeah, I'm feeling joy and excitement. And then my attention is on this week. Just the fucking summer, like,
yeah.
I feel fucking lit. I'm fucking good. I got my summer drink, which is Tropical Red Bull and Mango Ciroc. Y'all, I mixed that shit up last night. Man.
And we already know what happened Motherfucking
leaning, okay?
Not
okay.
Motherfucking leaning. Not leaning.
Okay. You say it's back?
I couldn't do it for so long.
Oh. And spiritually, I feel pleased. I feel spiritually pleased.
That just resonated with my soul.
I'm pleased with the way God is moving and things are being done in my life. I'm just pleased and thankful and grateful. Hallelujah.
I love that. McGee, it's been a while. Would you like to check in with us today?
Hell no.
Hey, everyone. Physically, I feel nice and warm because of the margs are flowing.
Margaritas. It's Cinco de Drinko. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Emotionally, I feel... So I can see the levels here, and I'm not that close. Emotionally, I feel... Oh
my God. I gotta show you your niece and nephew.
But yeah, I can't wait to see the crazy butts. How do I feel emotionally, y'all?
I look like a little fucking
girl. Today's a good day. I'm feeling a lot of joy, because it's beautiful out. Friends are here. Drinks are flowing. My attention is on... Actually, today my attention has actually been on my birthday. Yes. Woo!
Redo! Oh, mine too! My attention on my birthday.
Having a party, everyone. So I'll leave that there.
More information to come for those who it applies to.
Yes, exactly. Definitely having a party this year. Having a party. And spiritually, always blessed.
Always. So Bruce Stories is here. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Aja. Physically, I did thank Tati.
Oh, okay.
I definitely did. Physically, I am feeling, physically, I'm feeling one of my favorite feelings, and it might end up in me crying. Maybe not right now, but, like, sometimes I get, like, really overflowed with joy and, like, what I think is, like, the energy of, like, love. And sometimes I get overwhelmed with it and it makes me cry. And I can feel that stirring up. I just feel a lot of joy right now, which brings me, and let me do this right, what that feels like in my body. So, like, physically, it's just, like, I feel tingly kind of, like through, like, my center, like, through my core, like, where all my chakras are, I guess. And I would really love it if y'all would stop. I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. Anywho. No, I just feel like all these tingles like going through me, like my core, like my center. And that leads me to believe that emotionally I'm feeling joy. And I know that I'm feeling joy because this is one of my favorite places on earth, and I feel like it's always divine timing. Like when I sink real, real low and I need to, like, take care of myself, which is what happened this past week, I just knew, and I'm very proud of myself for being able to articulate to the people who needed to know, like, I really just don't have it right now, like, energetically and, like, spiritually. I just was depleted, and I needed to take care of myself, and I spent some time doing that yesterday, and now I'm here today, and I feel like this is always, like, that jolt that I need, like, being around y'all and doing the things that we love to do and having a good time. It's just always just, like, a really, really good positive feeling. So I feel joy because of that, and very thankful. And my attention is currently on the redo because it's gonna be fucking lit. But closer than that, my attention is on this week, and just, like, just kind of, like, starting the week off at a really, really good spot, because last week, like I said, was a little depleted, but we're in a new space now. And spiritually, I'm feeling, just like, I feel divinely aligned. Like, things are happening in my life, and not even, like, actual, like, things, not, like, tangible things, but certain messages that I get now, I'm starting to realize, like, that wouldn't have resonated with me the same way last week or last month. Like, I'm just starting to realize, like, how much I'm aligned as far as timing goes, and, like, everything that comes to me is coming at the very perfect time, and I am the perfect version of myself to accept and receive those things when it happens to me. So I just feel very divinely aligned right now, and we're gonna go through that, and I mean, go past that and start talking about cheaters.
Okay.
The show
was so good. Can we just give a second shout out the show Cheaters?
That's my favorite show to watch on Saturday morning.
Okay.
I
haven't seen it in years.
Oh my, no, it's...
Is it still current? Is it still,
well,
like,
you know what? The most recent host, he just died.
Clark Gable? The first one died. The original host.
Joey died?
I thought when the cheater's host died, I thought it was the original one.
No, Clark Gable just died. Oh. Yeah.
He rest just in peace died. To Clark
like,
Gable.
Maybe so the like a original month ago. Host is still alive. I believe so. I think he just left the show, though. I love Cheaters, though. Like, it's so good. Like, when the people be, like, getting caught. And they be like,
no, when the people be like
running away, and like it'd be so funny. Like,
baby,
if they,
baby,
it, the
baby.
Crazy thing is about that show is that I feel bad when the people that get caught cheating, like, don't be acting like they be like, man, whatever, man, you know, be blowing it off. But I'd be like, if that were me, if somebody had caught me cheating and it was cameras and all that stuff, even if I did care. I'm about to blow this off.
Yeah, you're not
act real comedy cool and be like, all right, shorty, get out of my way. I'm about to go. Like, I'm not about to be starting
calling
running around.
Call
screaming.
Me when you're not trying to be an opportunist on TV.
I'm not about to like put on no show for these white people. You done lost your man.
It's so funny.
Like, I will call you later.
Cheaters is so funny just because, like, when the people who be cheating get caught, they be so mad. Like, but you were, it's just like on Catfish. When the catfish get caught, they get an attitude. But you were the one in the wrong, baby.
Who you gonna believe? Me or your lying ass?
I can feel them on Cheaters a little bit just because it's like, I don't know if they're necessarily mad about the cheating. They're mad about the show. Like, they looking
yeah,
around like
fucking dare
they're
you.
Like, bitch, are you crazy? like, so you couldn't just say, I think you cheating on me. You had to go call in the show, get cameras.
Because that's a funny way to get a private guest investigator.
But you did all that as if that's going to get you a different outcome.
No.
If anything, now we just all look even crazier.
Yeah.
Because now you on here fighting and, like, it's just.
Nah, I did see an episode of Cheaters where Joey got fucking stabbed on a boat. He got stabbed? Yes, girl. They had to rush him to the emergency room. He had a collapsed lung and everything. It was crazy.
Where they stab him at?
Girl, they were so they was on the they was on the boat. They pull up on the in the middle of the lake. They get off. They just go through extremes, like extreme lengths.
Yeah, you didn't look back at Shorty and say, "Well, he on the boat, so we just gonna wait. We gonna wait till you get off."
They pull up to the boat.
In a boat,
and then they got on the boat.
They hopped on the boat.
Yeah, they hopped on the big boat, and the dude like got mad at Joey and shanked him.
Wait, the dude who was cheating?
Yeah, the dude, the cheater, got mad at Joey. And got him. They
how
man.
Dare you bring my bitch?
I feel so bad
but
for Joey.
It's like that's a weird situation though, because then you're also bringing a strange, like this strange man into, but like,
and he's supposed to be like the mediator.
And you
no,
got him talking to me all calmly, sitting there like, "Well, we saw you on camera."
No,
we
and Joey,
like,
get the
know,
fuck
you,
out
right.
of my
Joey and Clark. It's another guy too. I can't think of his name, but Joey and Clark, they really be egging it on. They be like, "So this is the type of person you are, right?"
Ooh, okay. That's what I'm saying. And it's like, I don't even know you. It's like you egg people on to get that animosity, but if somebody gets violent, then it's be like, "Oh my god, like
how
you
did this
too
happen?"
Much. Yeah, and it's like. Like, you stabbed me because you were cheating? No, I stabbed you because you were in my fucking face.
I was cheating.
First
that
of
is
all.
Separate.
Right. These are two completely separate incidents. I don't know you, and you're trying your luck. Like, in your luck right now,
clapping.
Clearly. Stop clapping. Okay. So, I was scrolling through Instagram as normal.
I want an Insta
and I see this post from The Game where he says,
hey,
if
game.
You're not consistently fucking your man and he cheats, whose fault is it?
Okay.
?
Three of them. Okay.
So, right. So, I immediately, my initial, like, when I read it, like, I was pissed. Like, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, there's a, to me, there's a difference. Whose fault is it? It's your fault. It's all, like, to me, it's never, I personally don't feel like there's ever a reason to cheat.
Yes.
Now, are there things that can conspire in a relationship that you can explain and then make a person understand how you came to that decision? Sure. But I don't feel like there's ever actually a reason to cheat. So, I wanted to open that up to the ladies. So, first question is it ever okay to cheat? Brief story.
So, here's the thing, right? I think that it is at the discretion of the two people who are, or however many people who are in the relationship to define what cheating is to them, right? in a general sense, cheating is never okay. Because to cheat, you have to lie. And you don't have to lie. Like, you just never have to lie. And I feel like we're going to end up venturing into some conversations that we've had time and time again, especially as far as my stance on this, because things are important factors before you get into a relationship. Like, I'm going to take it back to what the game is asking. So the question that the game is posing is, like, this scenario, and I'm gonna even, like, be gracious about it, right? Mm-hmm. So say me and my nigga have been together for 6 years, right? And after year four, all of a sudden, I don't know, like, I get depressed, I lose my sex drive or whatever, right?
Oh, no.
So basically what the game is saying is, because I'm depressed and I don't feel, you know, confident in myself anymore, or whatever it was that I was feeling prior to this that had me feeling sexual towards my partner, I'm no longer feeling that, and so now that gives him the okay to cheat, right? That's mm-hmm. basically what the game is saying. And I think that is wrong, because what we always talk about here at A Way With Words, a podcast, is this idea of, like, not just communication, but constant communication, because we're going to change. So first of all, before I get in a relationship with you, I need to know if our sex drives match. Because if they don't match, yeah. then that's how something like that can come about too. Because a lot of times it's just that. A lot of times, men or women, like, either or, one of us could be like, I don't need to fuck twice a day. And some people, like, I absolutely need to bust that many nuts, and, like, there's nothing any of us can do about it. And if you and that person doesn't, like, you don't have the same sex drive, I think that it's foolish of you to think that that's not a factor in determining whether or not you should be with that person. You probably shouldn't be with the person who you share, like, I'm talking drastics here. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it's not that deep. But if it's that deep where a nigga is telling you to your face, like, no, I need to nut every day. And you're like, okay. Like, and in the beginning, you're like, yeah, I'm a freak. But then you get into it and you're like, hell no, I'm not trying to get fucked this many times a week. You need to be honest about that. Right. And therefore, it's never your fault. But that nigga needs to be honest about the fact that, like, bitch, I told you, I'm not playing when I say I need to nut every day.
My first thought when I read that was, I immediately thought about the first Sex and the City movie. And I thought about when those who haven't seen it, one of the main characters, Miranda, her and her husband, Steve, they're married, and they had gotten to this patch where they hadn't had sex for 6 months.
And
they hadn't had
any sex
just because, and not necessarily even because she didn't want to, but Miranda was a very career-driven, on the go. Yeah, like, she was tired, they have a child.
And on top of that,
she's
have a baby.
Partner at her law firm. Like, it was just a lot going on. So when they finally did have sex, like, they finally, like, had sex one day, were having sex one night, and she told him to hurry up and get it over with. And after that
hurt his feelings.
So he ended the sex and just walked out the room, like, okay, bitch, damn. So, and then he walked out the room, and then, like, a week or so later, he comes home crying, and he's like, I cheated on you.
Oh, I can't stand them.
But here,
he was at fault for cheating.
For sure.
Like, cheating, like,
but
I said, it's never okay. But in that situation, I said from jump, that I honestly felt like that was a situation from the beginning that y'all could have talked out, went to counseling, went to something, because y'all's issue wasn't that he's just a cheater.
No.
Y'all's issue wasn't that he wanted something else.
Right.
Y'all's issue was you hadn't had sex for 6 months. He felt unwanted. And when he finally got some of your attention, you made it be known
that you don't want him.
Yeah, like, you're trying to get this, like, sped up with. So that's what I mean. Like, there can be understanding.
Right.
But there's never okay.
Right.
Like, sure.
The right thing to do. But that's the thing, though. And that's why I feel like everything is case by case. And I don't like this idea. I don't like when panels of women, like, on The View or whatever else, whatever fuck-ass show, you know, sitting up.
Fuck-ass?
Sorry. No. I'm saying I don't like this idea of women sitting in circles and being like, if a nigga cheats on you, it's over with. Blah, 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 blah. Like, because you also have to be gracious to circumstances. Because Steve cheating on Miranda was not any less wrong, but was it completely and absolutely understandable? And could that have happened to literally anyone? Like, 6 months, bitch? Like,
and it could have been avoided.
It could have been avoided.
A situation where she
and, like,
could
of course
realize,
we could say, of course we could say, like, well, this is what Steve should have done. Steve should have taken that situation and been like, this is an example of you making me feel very unwanted, and we need to do something about this. And that could have been nipped in the bud that night.
Or you could have said, but I'm really on the verge of fucking somebody else.
Right.
I'm really on the verge.
No, like, true.
Yeah.
But because things things go unsaid, and I think that it's a lot of unlearning that we just have to do as human beings. Like, for some reason, we have this, like, this something in the back of our minds that makes us feel like we're not worthy or we're not deserving of kind of curating our relationships. Because that's essentially what you're doing. When you come to your partner and you say to them, like, this is what I feel like in this situation and this is how I'd like to feel like, you're curating your relationship. And something about that makes us feel like we're not deserving of doing that. And we're lucky to even have a partner, right? Like, lucky you even found someone that you like enough. Lucky that somebody even tolerates you. So you don't get to do that. And it's like, that's bullshit. That's dumb. Because you're going to continue to change. Like, time is going to continue to pass and press on. You're going to change as a person. Your partner's going to change as a person. If you're not checking in with each other and doing it alongside each other, yeah, that's something that can absolutely happen.
What do you think, Ajano Asia? Is it ever okay to cheat?
I do not think that it's okay to ever cheat, just because, like, I feel like when you walk into situations where you feel like you could possibly be putting yourself at risk to cheat,
right,
then that's when you should start having, like, that communication with your partner. It really all stems from communication, because maybe your definition of cheating is not my definition of cheating, number one. And then why do I feel the need to cheat? Because if it's something that can be resolved, then I shouldn't need to cheat. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're in a relationship and you're just saying, like, I'm not attracted to you anymore, like, there's nothing that can be done to be salvaged in this relationship, then it's still not okay to cheat, because that's when you should be like, I think we need to separate. Bye. Like, and figure out what we're going to do from here on out. But, so, no, it's all about communication. If you, like I said, if you feel like you're about to get ready to cheat, then you need to have a conversation, with yourself and your partner.
Yes.
That's so, it. That lets you know.
With yourself, for sure. Because I do think that that also means that it goes back to self-worth.
But if you're answering yourself, then see a psychiatrist, because that's schizophrenia.
That's schizophrenia. You're wild. So with that being said, the game's actual question was, whose fault is it? If you haven't been fucking your man and he cheats, whose fault is it?
The person who does the act.
With that being said, right. So... Do you think that cheating can ever be the other person's fault? Like, not the cheater's fault. Do you ever think it can be their partner's fault?
Sure. Theoretically, right? Sure. I can be like, yeah, all of this shit was happening. If I was being abused, if every time I come home I know my nigga finna smack me and I'm not in the space to, like, leave, you know what I'm saying? If I cheat on that nigga, I could very easily be like, it's his fault. Like, every time I went home, he hit me, and I found somebody who, like, made me feel valued in this way or whatever. Like, easily I could say it's his fault that this happened. But at the end of the day, you, like, in, regardless of the basis of your relationship, the cheating is now a separate act. It's yours now. Like, you still did that, regardless of what the, if it was reactionary or not. So... no, it's always your fault.
I think in a general sense, it can. I don't feel like you should ever be able to blame the partner for your cheating. But I do feel like there are the case by case scenarios that you see or hear about. Like you might hear of, like, so we talk about how communication is key, right?
Yeah.
So say you could have, like, this married couple where this man or woman, but, like, so this man has been coming to his wife and saying, like, you know, I haven't been satisfied sexually in a while. Yeah. You know, like, let's try this, or let's do this, or maybe we should do this. And then, like, if the woman is just sitting there looking at him like, no, it's just it. I'm not doing that. I don't want to try.
Right.
I want to lay in this bed. We're going to have sex missionary, and then you're going to go to sleep, and you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
And if just he's constantly... expressed his unhappiness, like, more than not just, like, one
time. That's how niggas commit crimes,
but if he's constantly, or anybody has constantly expressed their unhappiness, of course the better answer would still be, then you should have left.
Bye.
But if you did end up getting caught up, or, you know, ended up, like, getting caught in a situation where you did cheat, you do now have the license to come back to the person and say, I told you, like, I asked you multiple times, like we've had multiple conversations where I flat out said, I am unpleased. And then you looked at me and said, oh, figure it out.
Sounds
so like if a this is how problem. I figured it out, yeah. like you can't, right. now you can't be as angry.
Right. Yes.
Like cheating, like I said, is not okay. But if we've talked about it and you chose to ignore it and blow me off, right. it's like, it's almost kind of a keep that same energy
right.
type of deal now. Like mm-hmm. if you don't care about me, you don't care.
Right.
Like, I didn't care, y'all. You was okay, right? Oh,
God, right, like we ain't yeah. fucking like that now. The neighbor, like you're right. good.
The
you're not looking.
She taught me up on Tuesday. That's cool, right? No,
off.
But that's why I and that's why I'm having an epiphany right now, and it's always gonna come back to this. It's always gonna come back to self-worth. Because the cheating is going to be your fault, regardless of how many times you gave your partner a chance to rectify the situation. You know what I'm saying? But like, you when you think about the origins of the fact that like, if I'm the husband and I'm going to my wife and I'm saying, look, this is not doing it for me anymore. I know that we got into this routine for the past 10 years, but it's not doing it for me anymore. This is what I think would help. And if my wife is just like, no, fuck that. I'm not doing that. I'm tired. And I do all of this. And what the fuck do you do? Blah, blah, blah. Whatever, you know, we say to niggas because we don't think niggas do shit. But if that is the case, that is when you have to question your self-worth, because the reason why you end up staying with that person and then cheating, being driven to cheat on them, is because something is telling you that you don't deserve to have a person full-time that would cater to you in the way that you're looking for your wife to cater to
you. Or people don't think
it
exists either.
Right.
People develop this mentality of, this is as good as it gets.
But I think that comes from self-worth.
Yeah.
That comes from self-worth. Like, if you thought that you deserved that, you would know that there's somewhere that it exists.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't think that you deserve those things. You think like, oh, well, this is my wife, and I mean, yeah. I guess
and
this is my life now.
You can't be scared of the journey or the possible loneliness that's going to come while searching for it.
Mm-hmm.
And people be afraid of going through the
being
alone
independent.
Period.
Yeah.
They be like, well, I ain't trying to be by myself. Like, I'm not
yeah.
willing to risk the companionship I do have to possibly be alone.
Yeah.
And they're just like, nope, I'll just stick with what I got. It's
yeah.
cool.
My heart really goes out to people yeah. like that, too, because
and
that's what I'm saying.
I'll be alone.
No. That's what I'm saying. It's a catch-22, though, because I'm on the way of the end of the spectrum where
yeah,
it's like, I'd rather be by my fucking self, but
me
that
too.
Also makes me a little more rigid, where I look
yeah.
at a nigga and be like, nigga, you what? Oh,
yeah. yeah. Like,
you cough at 12 a.m., bitch.
Yeah.
Same.
Like, yep. no, I don't have to put up with shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, it makes it a little bit difficult for me to compromise.
You have to really look hard and find the situations where it's like, no, this person is worth the give and take that all
right.
relationships are.
Right.
Like,
that's where I
yeah.
am in life. I'm trying to figure that out. Because
yeah.
right now I'm like, oh, what? Die alone? That's what I was planning to do any goddamn way. Uh-huh. Anywho, Aja, what was your thoughts on that? I'm sorry, I'm very over-talky today.
I don't even remember the initial question.
The initial question was, can cheating ever be
the other person's fault,
the other partner? But I'm going to say before you, because we've kind of been like saying little pieces from what the next question was,
yeah.
which was...
We're so smart.
Are there some... Can you name some situations where cheating would be understandable?
For sure.
So,
like
yeah.
the whole like... Tristan Thompson, Chloe thing. He really wants to get out of that relationship, so he's just doing any fucking thing at this point, just kissing the little sister's best friend. He just wants out, okay? He wants to get out. No, but seriously, I really don't know. And it also, it comes from my idea of what cheating is.
Right.
For this conversation's sake, let's say when we're talking about cheating for today, let's say that when I say cheating, I literally mean
sex.
Yes, your partner has slept with another person. Your
yeah.
boyfriend. Your boyfriend or girlfriend.
But
no, well.
Cool, you don't kiss nobody.
About, yeah, because they can fucking not kiss, but if you kiss the bitch,
I'm not going to get that specific. No.
No
we're
going to
say that for this conversation,
sex,
cheating
yeah.
is you had sex with another person.
Yeah.
But
and
see,
we are in a monogamous
okay,
relationship.
Okay, I
should have
said,
and
what
we,
if y'all
yeah.
swing with this person
no,
before?
No, we're in a monogamous
yeah.
relationship.
Wait.
It's agreed upon that it's just me and it's just you, and now you found out this person has had sex with someone else.
Is it ever okay?
Is there ever a situation where you would be like, okay, that's understandable?
I have a personal story.
Oh gosh, juicy deets. I don't know.
So no for you. No for you, Audra.
No, I don't think it's ever okay. Because I really think that okay, a relationship
or forgivable. Those are two different
things. Now, I said understandable. I didn't say forgivable or not. I just said, is there ever a situation?
Now,
I didn't say
that yet. If you love somebody enough, anything is forgivable. Right. Literally anything, unless... For me, unless you bring home,
oh, yeah, you're not gonna kill nobody while we together.
No.
I said, well,
unless you bring home,
I may kill somebody of significance to me.
Unless you bring me home, HIV, AIDS, herpes, then I can pretty much forgive you for anything because I really believe in the and this is me talking about, being in a marriage. I really am, big on those vows of for better or worse, richer or for poor, because you know we could have really
in the vows when you get married, are there vows that say it's also just
it's
me
chill
and
if
you
cheat,
right? Well, no, I mean is monogamy a part of the vows? Monogamy is in the vows. That's another. You finish and then.
But
I'll
you can also write your own vows too. You know.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
But the traditional vows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
So, but
my vows are gonna say it's chill.
It's chill. I hate the word chill. I hate chill.
It's chill if you cheat.
That's the name of this episode.
My mom would fall over in her chair.
That's the perfect name for this episode.
It's chill if you cheat.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't think that it's because it's every relationship needs to be built on the foundation of communication. And if I can't come and talk to you, then I don't need to be in a relationship with you. That's why I be saying, girls, how you, when girls be they scared to double text a nigga, but then fuck them and suck this dick three times. How you scared to double text him?
No,
you can't even, you can't talk to him. He's scared to double text you. Oh. He is scary as fuck, though. That's all I
have. Okay, so let's say hypothetically, you feel when you hear about say you have a best friend and your best friend tells you
this happened to me.
No, we're gonna name her.
She run the train.
So we're gonna say our best friend Aaron
yeah.
comes to us and tells us Tommy just cheated on me.
I would not date a nigga
named
Tommy.
You didn't. Aaron did.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You wouldn't date Tommy off Power?
Hell yeah.
I would.
I don't watch that show.
In a fucking heartbeat. But anyways, so she comes to you and she tells you, Tommy cheated on me.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And I'm devastated. I can't believe this. My heart is broken.
Yeah. Oh,
do you have the same advice for her as you would if, say, you were best friends with, who's somebody famous as Rihanna? She's the girl, not a good example. If Chris Brown, if Karrueche had came to us and was like, Chris Brown just cheated on me. Do you feel it's more understandable when it's a higher figure and they have all these different women coming at them? Are you more
your situation
girl,
doesn't
he is
matter
in this lifestyle, or is it just
no?
Flat out,
no,
you
know, the question is never gonna be because anybody can say it's your lifestyle. Because first of all, I have not met a nigga yet where I've looked at them in their face and been like, yes, we can do this, monogamous thing, you know? Like we can do it right now. So I'm being very honest with them, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm not a famous person or a fucking rock star, but if the dude that I'm talking to right now went to his friends right now and was like, man, I just found out she fucked somebody else. Their response shouldn't be well, that's brief stories of yay, man. You had to have seen that coming. The question needs to be, did she talk to you about being monogamous with you? Did she give you any signs? Even if it was an explicit conversation, I would tell Aaron the same thing that I would say to Karrueche, which is did he say to you explicitly, because a lot of times women play them fucking selves by getting into situations and defining on their own and in their own minds what monogamy is or what a relationship looks like, and they don't communicate that. And then they get their hearts broken because they're like, oh, how dare you do that? And the nigga looking like, I never said I wouldn't do that. Like, I never said that that's not what would happen. So it would be the same for me.
I know I've, like, seen guys, like, do interviews or be on, like, shows and stuff, like, guys that are single, they don't be in relationships at the time, I don't think.
Right.
Or they'd be talking about, they claim, like, in my old life. Right. But they'll talk about, like, rappers and basketball players and stuff. Like, they'll talk about, like, you know, you don't understand, like, what it's like. Like, you'll never understand, like, what it's like having these millions of women literally just, like, throwing themselves at you every day. And, you know, like, I consider myself a person who is very, like, realistic. All my boyfriends growing up, they would always be like, if Usher came up to you right now, you're gonna leave me or you're gonna cheat on me. And I always look at them and be like, no, I wouldn't. As much as I love Usher, as much as I love, like, cheating, or just once I'm in love with somebody, like, I'm set. Like, there's nothing that's gonna be able to come and sway me. But on top of that, if I were to think, if hella Michael B. Jordans every single day were at my door, like, come on,
cause am I really
that strong? Right. Like, would I still niggas, be the same? Because
also, niggas be lames until they famous too, and that's another thing. Like, people get fame, and we look at them a totally different way from people who, like, went to school with them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like imagine Schubert. If and there's so many different ways to be famous nowadays. So for you to just have fame and just have a known face, and all of a sudden you got access to, like, every type of bitch that you've always wanted. Gorgeous? Like, you've always wanted these types of bitches, and just you have Rihanna's access to them Beyonce's every day.
And you can have your pick.
I would completely understand that.
Is it? Oh. But that's what I asked. Are there situations where...
That's what I'm saying. So I have a personal story, and I have an extension to that story that didn't even go as far because my man's wasn't player. If he was player, it would have gone differently. But I got cheated on, and when it happened, based off of what he told me, because he came and told me, because at first I didn't find out.
That always changes the whole scenario.
Yeah.
When the person tells you, it throws off your anger completely when somebody is honest.
Yes, because like, I'm all about honesty. And it's also a matter of where it's coming from, right? Because we're all... as much as we don't want to admit it, a lot of us are very egotistical. You know, it's just natural, like, humanness, right? So if he would have come at me and been like, because you did this, I did this, it might have been different. But he came to me like, I was in a vulnerable space. She was there. This is what happened. And to me, it felt like very honest. It wasn't the truth. Uh-huh. It was the truth, but it wasn't the full truth, you know? And that's why when I feel like we're all animals. And... like, having your sexual desire overpower you, to me, is understandable. Is it commendable? Am I going to be like, I get it. You're okay. No. But I get it. You know what I'm saying? In the back of my mind, I get it, but I have to hold you accountable. I have to stay true to my boundaries, things like that. But at the end of the day, just because I, too, am an animal, I understand that having your sexual desire overpower you is a thing. So had it just been that, had it just been what he said, which was, shit, I was tweaking, I was sad, but blah, blah, blah. We were arguing. I was in this space. She just happened to be there. She was throwing pussy and I took it. And that to me was like, okay, I appreciate you for telling me that. And how are we going to move from this space? It wasn't, we can't be together or I need space. It was, okay, where do we go from this space? But then I found out that that wasn't true. And it was all this emotional shit wrapped into it. When that to me is much more cheating than sex.
The real story
was that he was telling her he loved her. She was supposed to go study abroad, and she did not go study abroad because he told her that he could not live without her and she needed to stay. Well, that type of goofy. She's a goofy. But like all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? But like when you put all the emotionality in it, that's when I was like, oh, I'm packing my shit and I'm gone. Like that's when I left. Yeah. The sex was like nothing to me. It was just like, okay, I get it. You know, I understand. Especially if you're not in a good space. Cause I just know what that is and what that feels like. But
yeah,
that's understandable.
Yeah, I get that.
The emotionality is what I was like, absolutely.
There are definitely different ways that people go about cheating. Because to be honest,
and a lot of times it's not even genuine. A lot of times it's like you don't even feel the emotions that you were portraying to her. But that is even worse to me because like you're not even player. Like you can't even can go out and get some pussy on the court of just like you being a real nigga and you just being like appealing, you have to tell the bitch you love her and like, please don't leave. Like, come on, dog. Like, that's when I was like, I don't need to be with you no way. You're not even player.
I feel like when you start putting, like you said, like when you start putting, when there's more steps to this other than literally, I was outside one day, saw this chick, and we had sex, and that was the end of our, like, when there are any more steps added to it.
And the fact that she was able to come to me, also, the fact that she was able to come to me, like, I treat my family the way that I feel like I would treat my partners. And when I started doing this whole lingerie shit, like doing lingerie photo shoots and putting pictures on Instagram, the very first thing that I did before I did that was I came to my brother and my mom, the two people who mean the most to me, and I wanted to let them know ahead. Nobody is ever going to be able to come to you and tell you some shit about me that you don't already know, period. Mm-hmm. So if somebody says anything about you that sounds off whack and you've never heard it, it's a lie. Because I'm going to come to you always and let you know exactly what's going on. If I give my partner or my family the opportunity to hear some shit from some other person, that's on me. That to me is like the worst. And the fact that she was able to come to me with receipts, with the messages, like this is what he said. Because it wasn't her just telling me that or me just finding that out. It was on print. Like, I love you, please don't leave. And I'm reading it. Like,
you know, I was more disgusted with someone like Kevin Hart's cheating scandal than I almost was with like a Tristan Thompson or something. Because Tristan Thompson to me not about what he portrayed, but it was about the fact that because he knew he was so high profile and because he knew he didn't want to get caught and the way they had to catch him, all of his actions were premeditated. Right. All of his meetups with the girl, like every time he was like, all of this was a well thought out plan so that he wouldn't get caught.
So you can
and
cheat
he
on
still got still caught. Right. So to me, I'm like, that's what would make me like, you literally sat down and thought out point A and to point B so you that you could cheat on me.
You and your security.
Yeah, like you really put this, like Tristan Thompson, it was like, it was stupid and shit, but he has looked more like a shit.
She was there.
Right. Like, I was in the club, shorty kissed me, his looked stupid and dumb, and like, I caught him in the moment. For Kevin, it was like, you really put thought, and once you get into like premeditated stuff, when I'm like, oh, it's a wrap, because the same way you was thinking about doing it, you should have had the thought to not do it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, no. So that also just segues into the last question I had, which was, is it ever forgivable?
Yeah, I think it's always... I think the forgivableness does not depend on
how big your
act.
Dick is.
It does depend on that. I don't think that I don't think that whether or not it's forgivable depends on the act as much as it depends on the foundation that you have with that person. Mm-hmm, and I don't mean that in a logical way. Because not to say that that's logical or makes any sense at all. But a lot of times we'll not approve of behavior, but we'll forgive behavior based on, like, I'm not trying to start over, and if you can let me know that you dead ass serious about being sorry and you're not gonna do this shit no more, you know what I'm saying? Like, then why start over? Like, you know, why cut this off from the root and start from scratch? I can understand how some women would, you know, not want to do that, but I don't think that it, unfortunately, it doesn't have anything to do with the act. But like, for me, sex was forgivable. The emotionality was not forgivable because that is separate from what you told me. That is separate from you coming to me as if me and you are the only people sharing emotions between each other. And what I saw is that that's not the truth. So that wasn't forgivable to me. And so I left.
Coming off of kind of like what Aja had said earlier, and I was like, I'm gonna come back to that when she talked about like the vows and marriage, and I know like a lot of married people, like when they go through cheating scandals, they're the first thing they like they
what
say like when
vows?
They're ready to forgive, right, when they're ready to forgive the person, they're kind of like, you know what, at the end of the day, I vow to be with this person through good times, bad, sickness and health, and like it's not I understand that, but I also be kind of thinking like, but so you're ignoring the other half of the vows that you made to each other.
No, like, the vows are, I take you for my lawful wife, husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
With a big old
in
cock.
Sickness and health, until death do us part. I promise to be true to you in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. Those are the traditional vows.
None of that says we should write our own vows to our partners.
I'm gonna say it doesn't define true.
True, contextually on the Bible.
Bible schmible.
But that's what the vows are made from. So, but I'm just saying, it's not that I understand that whole. You know, you're married, so you did vow to be with person through sickness and health, mm-hmm. but you can't just like it's like. But you're choosing to ignore, and you're letting the other person almost like you're letting him off the hook, or who him or her. You're letting right. him or her off the hook for the vows they broke, and choosing to be like, but I gotta make sure I hold on to the vows that I made. And I don't like when that's like right. a part of the argument. Like, I'm always like, if you really want to work it out with this person and you can forgive them, then yes, that's what you do. But I don't want to, like, don't tell, right, because those are broken already.
Right.
And to me, I honestly think that I would be more prone to forgive somebody if I'm not married. Then I would be if yes. I was married.
Because, bitch, you sat right. in front of me and all these I people think and you I'm had a real promise.
I think if I'm married and I found out somebody cheated on me, I think I am way more prone
have to, do
to
this.
Being like, this shit did. Like, I am done.
But because that's why
we took the extra steps to actually say the vows. So right. to me, that we didn't have, like you said, we didn't have to do that. Right. You didn't have to look at me and say, no, this is so important to me that we need to stand before God and right. all our friends and family, and I want everybody to know
right.
it is just me and you from here on out. We didn't yeah. need to do that. We didn't need to make a show for you to go fuck Becky tomorrow. Right. We didn't need to do that. So,
but that's why I appreciate the Beyonce and Jay-Z's of the world who go and get their vows renewed after those things happen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, once you get to the point where you're, like, out of the, you know, you're in the trenches and divorce is on the table, but then you get past that point, now we gotta renew these fucking... Now we're gonna right. do this from scratch because right. I appreciate that.
I don't feel like there's any right and wrong when it comes to people and their relationships because everybody no. is different. There's no right or wrong choice. I just be wanting people to be honest with themselves. Like, if you are choosing to be with a person, be honest about who you are choosing to be with and right. who you're choosing yeah. to work it yeah. out with. Don't sit around and like, don't be naive. Don't try to downplay what happened. It's don't unfair. Try to just be like, oh, I gotta work this out for the family. Like, no, say I love him and I'm about to forgive him because I don't want to leave. Or yeah, whatever. Like, period. That's what you say. Like, because all that other
and
shit
no
is excuses that.
That
you're telling people because you feel dumb. So instead of just living right. in that, you want to bring up, like, family, kids, vows, like, all this other shit. And it's like, no, just live in
it's more
I love
convenient.
Him.
It's more
just
live in
I love him
here.
And I don't want to leave. And that's fine.
Yeah.
I like that. I love I believe if you truly, that's why I said if you truly love someone and you're committed to them, then anything is forgivable. Except
yes.
like bringing something to them that would harm them. And that's why I say like sexually transmitted diseases.
Forgive that. I feel like I would forgive that just because I would. No, for real. I feel like
which
I would.
Which one? All of them?
No, like if all I got things? if somebody cheated on me and as a result I got an STD, if I'm gonna forgive the sex, that's just a part
but
of
what
it.
What if it was HIV?
I mean, that's just part of my journey.
I think that you say
that. Doesn't mean, like, I could forget. So here's another thing, too. Let's not misconstrue the word forgiveness. Forgiveness does not look the same way. It doesn't look like I forgive you, you're back in my home, and we love each other. It can mean I'm giving you grace, and I'm not going to judge you for what you did, and I love you. But if I need distance from you, then I just need distance from you. Or
see,
if this is over, then this is
well,
over.
Well, we mean, like, stay together.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, so I don't know. So I've never been in that situation. I've been mighty close. For real. The God is good. No, for real. I have gotten a call before where it's like, I'm positive and like, I've gotten that call before. But I wasn't being cheated on. But anyway.
Wasn't being cheated on.
And she didn't have anything.
Guys. And I'm very, no, I don't have anything. That was an unnecessary segue. But no. But I do feel like if you're going to forgive the sex and something came with it, then you forgive all of it. But, like, I don't know. And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that very loosely because yes, I've never been in that situation. Like, I don't know what it feels like. Especially when you're in a committee. That's a different blow. Like, I'm thinking back to a time where, like, a nigga I was fucking called me and was like, yo, dog, I got the clap or whatever. and you should get tested. And I was like, and I approached that not like, oh, nigga, you dirty, or like, what the fuck? I was like, bet, thanks.
Yeah, and like, at that point, all you can say is thank you. That's
what
I'm saying.
But like, I don't know what it feels like to be in what I believe is a committed relationship, and my man coming to me, or my woman coming to me and being like, I cheated on you, and there's more.
Because that's not just sex. That's unprotected sex.
Yeah.
And, the, oh, and then now, and
that
now,
is two different levels. Because a chick can now come home. You can want to forgive the sex, but you could be bringing home a baby, too, now. Like, you could be pregnant. And so it's like, I could have wanted to forgive the sex. Yeah. But if it's not just the sex, you've added so much you've more. Added so
I would forgive a baby before like, I would forgive a STD. Though.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that to me is same. That to me is
yeah, or the
you
baby
cheated
the baby,
on me and brought something
and
home.
And the baby is a lifelong commitment too. But the baby yeah. is not just I can take some saying, medicine can, and yeah, now we can be over this and move forward eventually. But the baby, I have to love this baby now too.
I now have to
have
make
to
it a
love
part
this
of my
baby.
Family.
You
got to
be in my life. I'm gonna yeah. have a daily reminder for the rest of my life that at some point I'm
gonna look at
you
this
cheated
home.
On me, and I have to be okay with that.
Well, see, I think that also kind of depends on like where I feel like we were at in our relationship. If I felt like everything was amazing in our relationship and you brought home a baby, I would be like, I'm holding a little bit of resentment. But if I yeah. felt like we were going through a trying time and you brought home a, you know, a baby.
Ooh. Yeah, see, that's would, another episode.
See, I feel like ooh. I would be like a little bit more understanding. And maybe, and I always say like, this is me, like, because I date men with kids and yeah. I like kids. So maybe that's what's also yeah. helping me be like a little bit more understanding because the child is innocent and everything.
Right.
Like, and
right.
it, 'cause it's not the child's and I fault. Love and I love your father so much right. to the extent that he's an, you're an
you.
Extension of him that I have to right. accept you and love
yeah.
you. If
of
you
course.
Yeah, I can date niggas with kids.
But I'm saying like if I was if I was in a relationship or trigger. If I was married to and everything for me is marriage. If
yes,
all
yes.
of these things, like if you, if we're not married and we only like 2 years into the she relationship, did. Then I can leave out and be okay. But if we're married and you bring home and tell me like, baby, I fucked up and you know, she actually is
like
expecting
first
up.
Of all, you better not say baby
yeah.
like fucked up.
Yeah, like yeah, like Rashida and Kirk.
Ooh. Didn't he do that like a million times though?
Yeah, he brought home one baby.
No, but I'm saying, but he cheated on her like a billion times to her
well,
knowing.
Yeah.
Not that we
but,
saw.
But to her knowing.
Yeah.
Not that she told us. Yes. I said not that yeah. she told us.
She did say it like
so why not accept the baby if you didn't accept the cheating?
Yeah.
If you've accepted that my man cheats, whatever comes with him after that point is just what comes.
But that's why I'm saying I could accept anything except like a STD because at that point now you're putting my well-being at risk.
Yeah.
Like,
but if he had a baby,
my feelings might be hurt. No, you're not putting my well-being at
well, no, I mean the act. He had
yeah, it's not like he tried to get
right, yeah. But what I'm saying is
just like he didn't try to get someone pregnant.
I would be, niggas don't care though, so I
exactly.
don't know. That's I don't know. Cheat on me.
No, the girl that right. didn't have an STD and she
right. that's
pregnant,
what I'm saying, like,
but the
but
act of having
fucking
unprotected,
unprotected
sex is putting me at risk either way, regardless
yeah.
if you catch something.
But at the same time, if you
Bella,
cheat on me,
just don't do it.
If you
just
cheat
talk
on
to
me. If you cheat on me, you might as well go all the fuck out. Do it with no rubber, no nothing. Just do it because you got me fucked up.
If
just,
you're going to tell me afterwards.
Just do
so
it.
So I could not fuck you
no
more. No,
because like, but like, could you, but that to me is like, and I don't know, and I don't, because y'all know I don't be having unprotected sex, so I don't know. So maybe it's.
You do it all the time, huh, girl? She said,
no, but like.
When I be fucking out.
So what, when I
and
be
I ain't got nothing.
I'm trying to fuck raw.
That dick ain't got nothing.
But anyway, no, I'm trying to fuck raw all the time.
All the time.
I want to have raw sex.
It's raw.
Let's just end the conversation with that. I want
raw sex is great.
I want to have no for real because I'll talk to him about it later. But
oh him, you got your prospects. You got everything lined up. You are ready. He said I'm gonna talk to him later. Like fuck this. We ain't buying no more condoms.
No,
you gotta text him right now. Don't bring another fucking condom.
No,
in my house.
I keep the condoms. Like, I keep the condoms in my house. First of all,
no, but you're about to let him know. Like I'm not keeping condoms no more. And you better not bring
that shit
to my
crib. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how we have to get to a point. Him and I. It's a whole thing, y'all. Whatever.
Ooh.
But anyway, so that's all we have to say about cheating today, right, Tati?
Yeah, that's all I got to say.
And the main thing about cheating, ladies and gentlemen, is that the root to every good relationship is good communication. So you should be true to yourself. You should aim to be true to yourself and in the space of like good self-worth and understanding with yourself before you even get into a situation with another person. And then once you're in that situation with a person, don't be afraid to curate your relationship. Talk to your partner about what it is that you want, what you don't want, what it looks like for the relationship to be healthy for you. All of those things are your prerogative. And they, of course, have a say in it and have their hand in it because it's a partnership. But if things don't match up, girl, they just don't match up. But be honest with yourself and be honest with your partners, whether they are committed partners or not. Just be honest with the people, especially the people that you're fucking. Be honest with them.
Yeah. Open dialogue.
Open dialogue is always best, because what they gonna do, beat your ass? Like, if you scared to tell a person, like, oh,
dude, you should be with them for real.
Like, oh, I don't. That's how I label all things. And I say that at work all the time too. Like, when somebody is like, oh, are you gonna call them and say that? Yeah, what is she gonna do, fight me?
Yeah, I be saying that too, like, what they gonna do, whoop my ass?
Like, if so, like, no, and that's a real thing that I think. Like, if I have the potential of getting my ass beat, then I'll think twice about it. But like, no one's gonna beat my fucking ass, so I'm gonna say what I need to say. I'm gonna, like,
talk about, bitch, whoop your ass right now.
Anyway, no, we don't fight here at Gay Mash. Anyway, but yes, keep your communication open and honest at all times. And
your legs.
And you are the most important factor in your life.
Ooh.
That was beautiful. You are the most important factor in your life. And keep yourself first. And if you're not with a partner that is willing to follow suit with you keeping yourself first, then you don't need to be with that person. And that is in all things. And to wrap it on up, thank you so much for listening. And hey, since you're here, since you're already listening, if you are resonating with this conversation, and maybe you've resonated with a conversation before this, do a friend a favor and subscribe them to our podcast on their phone. Just take it. They won't mind.
Yeah, take their phone. Turn the notifications on.
Turn the notifications on for them. They'll enjoy it. They'll be happy that you did it. Sometimes I take my friends' phones and I put little messages inside of them, and I do it to my sad friends. So that means you haven't been sad around me in a while. But anyway, but do that for your friend, and I'm sure that they will enjoy it, and it will really help us out a lot. So thank you so much. And continue to follow us on all the places to be followed, which is @_yaymash on Instagram. And you can follow me @Bree.stories on Instagram and @Bree_stories on Instagram. On Twitwat. And you can follow @AtatiAsia on Instagram and @HeyTati on Twitwat. And you can follow @AjanoAsia @AjanoAsia everywhere. Yes, everywhere. And please follow @MJMKid and see what we mean when we say the redo, because it's coming soon. Woo! And follow @moments.stew, because they got all of your needs for your videography. I was about to say Chicagography. Videography. Videography, photography needs in the Chicagoland area and beyond. And make sure that you're following them, because they got what you need. And thank you so much for listening. Email us, hit us in the DMs. We love you so much. Thank you. Everybody say bye.
Bye.